Hello there, and welcome back to Dropping the Hammer with Daniel McFadden, presented by the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Daniel McFadden. We got a smaller episode this week, but it packs a punch. You'll notice I'm not joined by my usual co-host, Jared Haas. He's on his way out to Charlotte, where he will cover the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway for frontstretch.com. Instead of Jared, joining me this week for an exclusive one-on-one interview is Hendrick Motorsports' Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman is the 30-year-old driver of the number 48 Chevrolet, and he's been out for the last month due to a fractured vertebrae that he suffered in a sprint car accident last month. I talked to Bowman about what he's experienced over the last month as he recuperated, how this will affect his racing career going forward. He said he wants to have a dedicated year to NASCAR. He wants to put together a full year after he's missed total 9 races over the last year with the vertebrae and also the concussion he suffered at the end of last season. And he also talks about, I asked him about his infamous tweet about the Chase Elliott Welcome Back commercial that NASCAR put out when Elliott came back from his leg injury early this year. Bowman says he doesn't want a commercial. So he gave a kind of surprising answer about that. But I think it's a really fun interview. It's a good 15 minutes. But before we get to that, I want to mention some exciting news. Next weekend, I will be covering the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. This is the first NASCAR weekend that the Democrat Gazette will cover since about 2009. So I'm really excited about that. So please look out for that coverage. Also, before we start, listeners of this podcast, if you're in Arkansas and you want some Arkansas news coverage, we have a special subscription rate to the Democrat Gazette. All you got to do is go to arkansasonline.com/NASCAR podcast, click on the latest episode of this, and you'll find a special link to that subscription rate. It's a limited time offer, so get it while it lasts. So yeah, check that out. But anyway, here's my exclusive one-on-one interview with Alex Bowman.
How's it going?
You're here. Hey, man. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. Welcome back to NASCAR competition.
Yeah, thank you.
So I guess first off, man, you've been cleared to race, but how are you physically feeling these days?
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting, right? Because I got cleared to race, but I haven't really been able to do anything for like a month. So, the timing of it couldn't have worked out any worse with it being the 600 and not being able to really work out or do much for the last month. But I feel okay. Definitely have moments of pain and stiffness, but testing North Wilkesboro felt good. And I'm ready to rip.
So I guess over the last month, and I know you walked away from your accident that you had. So when, at what point did you, I guess, realize it was a serious situation that you were experiencing?
Yeah. So it was a lot of things went through my mind. So I heard it break, I guess.
You heard it break.
Yeah. It sounded like I was at the chiropractor. So
wow.
It made that crunch noise. And just knowing what I know about sprint car racing, like the first thing I did was like wiggle my toes and wiggle my fingers and make sure I could move. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like maybe you just like popped your back. Like once I knew I could move everything, I'm like, oh, maybe you just like tweaked your back. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Jump out of this thing. Pretty quickly realized that it hurt more than it should. Like I couldn't get my fire suit off and stuff. So just decided the right thing to do would be to go to the hospital. And so as soon as I got an x-ray, they obviously knew it was broken. But I just, it's hard to, in my mind, like you break your back and you're not going to walk. So I'm like, oh, it's not broken. But looking back, like at the noise I heard, I'm like, of course it was broken. So.
Wow. So I know like you missed races last year for your concussion. You have this injury. Are these like the worst things you've suffered in your racing career?
I don't know. Like, honestly, you know, last year was super out of my control, right? Mm. Like it was in a cup car. We blew a tire. It's a crash that nobody should ever be injured from. A lot of things obviously changed after that. It was tough to go through because concussions are so, like, they're not black and white, right? It's a, like a weird gray area of trying to understand what's actually going on. And then you start, for me, I started overthinking it all the time. And the back thing is significantly different for me because it wasn't in a cup car. It was me doing something dumb in sprint car racing. And, you know, I think I'm obviously fortunate that I'm able to come back pretty quickly. Fortunate that we had a really great start to the year and we're only a couple points out of the playoffs, even with a massive penalty and missing three races. So, I mean, I wouldn't say they're the worst things. I feel like I've learned a lot through them. It's interesting when the circus keeps going and you're sitting on the couch. It's an interesting point of view to sit through and to kind of realize that there are other things in the world aside from racing. Cause like when you're in that bubble and you're going to the racetrack every week, you almost don't even realize that other things exist. Right. And then when you're sitting at home while the race is going on and nobody else around you knows a race is going on, it's like, oh, there's other things. So it's been interesting to go through that twice now. But it also makes you appreciate when you can come back and how good it really is.
Well, combined with your absence, you know, Chase Elliott's early this year, you know, a lot of the conversation has been driven about what drivers are doing in their free time. So with what you've gone through with the sprint car incident, have you reconsidered what you will do in your downtime going forward at all?
I don't know, maybe a little bit. Like, I'm going to get back in a sprint car and back in a midget at some point. I don't know when that point's going to be. It might be years, it might not be. It's hard for me to decide. I really enjoy that, and like ABR is going to keep rolling along, and don't have any plans of shutting the team down or anything. I just when you miss five races at the end of 22 and then you start off 23, like the best season you've ever had, and then all of a sudden you're sitting on the couch again, it's not good. So for me, like I need to put together years of consistency and not risk that with my team. But, that's a me thing. That's not like coming from above or anything. Like, I just want to make sure that, you know, like, we had an opportunity to, I mean, before the penalty, we obviously had an opportunity to win the regular season championship. So, just trying to get back to that level of competing all the time and, you know, represent Ally how I need to and be at the racetrack, be in the race car and actually able to do my job.
So you said earlier that the timing of your return isn't that, you know, great with, you know, the Coke 600, the longest race. So was there ever a thought, okay, maybe we'll just skip this one and come back at Gateway?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people were like, well, what are you doing? But at the same time, like, I mean, in the car, it's not that bad. Like, I think I'm going to be hurting at the end of the 600. Like, I mean, I'm going to get out of that thing and it's not going to feel good. But I feel like for me, I'm going to be okay. I'll be able to get through it. I'm more worried about the fact that I haven't really been able to work out or stay active for the last month than my back. So, yeah, the timing's not great, but it's probably still going to hurt at Gateway. Sonoma's going to hurt like hell. So that's part of life and it's self-inflicted. So I gotta go do my job and work through it.
I know we've had drivers like Eric Almirola and Denny Hamlin. They've had back injuries like this in the last few years. Did you get any advice from them about how to handle your situation?
I actually didn't. So I'm not super, I mean, shocker that I'm not close with Denny Hamlin, but, you know, Eric, I probably should have reached out to him. Obviously he's gone through some really similar stuff. I think both of their injuries were quite a bit more serious than mine. You know, I got really lucky. Like, I fractured one vertebrae, it started healing really quickly. It was stable the whole time. I could walk the whole time. Laying down was the worst part, next really? To sleeping and coughing. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty fortunate that it wasn't worse. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of people have gone through a lot more serious stuff. So, just definitely thankful that it wasn't worse.
So how much time did you just spend laying in bed, sitting on the couch over the last month?
Not a lot. Really? I actually stayed really busy. So, you know, at first there was a lot of like, what am I going to do with the sprint car team? So, sitting here with my guys and trying to figure out what they were going to do and how to keep them going and who was going to drive, and then kind of remaking a schedule around the new driver and everything. So I was super busy with that. And then, you know, just trying to support the 48 team the best I could. Obviously went to Darlington. But yeah, laying around was the worst. So spent a lot of time at my shop, just trying to tinker and keep myself busy. I was pretty mobile the whole time. So, yeah, just tried to keep myself busy.
So I put out on Twitter, any suggestions for questions for you, and I got a few. One I got was, is missing 9 races over the last 2 years due to injury, do you feel like that's set you back when it comes to having a grasp of the next gen car, especially this early in its era?
In certain ways, yeah. Like, I feel like Darlington playoff race, you know, I'm going to be a little bit behind, just not having run that race a couple weeks ago. Going to Homestead, missing that race last year, not having raced there a lot. Obviously, we don't go there often. I feel like I'm going to be a bit behind. So there are definitely tracks that it bothers me, but there's also tracks like, you know, Charlotte and Vegas and other places that I'm super confident at that I'm not worried about. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't help anything, right? It's never good to be out of a race car. So, I don't know. Hopefully we'll push through it and be fine.
This question was from Dusty Jumpwings. If you could redo a race, if you could get a mulligan on any race in your career, what race would it be?
Probably take 2 tires instead of 4 tires at the end of Phoenix and 16 and keep kicking their ass instead of restarting like 12th and having to come through the field and then getting crashed on that green white checkered. So
yeah,
that's the biggest one. Like, I think I want to win at that racetrack more than anywhere else in the world. And obviously we had the dominant car that day. So we still, I mean, just if that last restart goes different, right? But yeah, that's the one for me.
So I know when Chase Elliott came back, and they had the commercial for him, and you made the tweet. I didn't get a commercial when I got back.
I'm still not getting a commercial.
Well, I'm curious, like, how much was that tweet you just being funny, just making a joke, and how much was that you actually kind of making an observation, like, hey, NASCAR, you could do more to market other drivers. Was there any sincerity behind that?
I don't want a commercial, honestly. Okay. Like, I don't like attention. I don't like, I want to win races because I want to beat everybody else, not because I want like the attention in victory lane at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Honestly, every race I've won, I can't wait to get out of the racetrack and just get home to like my friends and family and get to celebrate with them.
Okay.
And my team, obviously they always come over. So I don't like attention. So yeah, okay. I don't really want a commercial, if we're being honest. It was just me being funny.
Okay.
I'm pretty self-deprecating, in case
yes, you haven't
noticed. So yeah, I knew I was never gonna get a commercial. So it's definitely a joke. You know, I like, Chase is so good for the sport. Like, people love him and the sport needs that, just the same way that Ross driving like an asshole all the time is great for the sport, because people talk about it all the time. So you know, I think people need those characters, and I'm fine winning races and flying under the radar. That's kind of how I like it.
Okay, I got 2 minutes left with you. So you're next week, you're going to Gateway. You finished 13th there last year. How do you feel about that trek going back there for a second time?
Not great. We weren't very good there last year. I ran the sim for there yesterday and I couldn't figure it out. So yeah, it's a place I need to improve on. I think it has a lot of similar characteristics to Phoenix and Loudoun, also two places I'm not very good at. So just trying to figure that place out. I think that's going to be the biggest thing for me. And I'm confident that we can, and I'll get the hang of it. But yeah, last year didn't go well for us. We blew a tire in practice and then kind of went downhill from there. So just still trying to figure it out a little bit.
And I guess for my last question, this was also from Twitter. Someone asked, if you weren't in NASCAR, if your job wasn't racing, what would Alex Bowman likely be doing for a living?
I'd certainly be a mechanic somewhere. Like I like working on race cars more than driving them at times, honestly. Okay. So yeah, I mean, all my free time spent working in my sprint car shop to basically pay to work on race cars instead of get paid to work on race cars. But yeah, I love it. I love turning wrenches. I love the mechanical side of things. And I grew up like that. I don't get that on the cup side anymore for obvious reasons. Stuff would probably fall off. So definitely enjoy that side of things.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks for taking the time. I was your second interview coming back. So
yeah, not bad. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So good luck this weekend, and I hope you don't hurt too much.
Yeah, thanks, man. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, that was my interview with Alex Bowman. I hope you enjoyed it. That was coordinated through the fine folks at Worldwide Technology Raceway, so thank you for that. Again, this weekend's race is Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That race is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Central on Fox. There is weather in the forecast, unfortunately, some rain, so we'll see if that even gets off the ground this weekend. But yeah, check out that race. And again, I will be at Worldwide Technology Raceway next weekend covering that race for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can follow me on Twitter at Daniel McFadden. If you have any feedback about the show, you can also email me at dmcfadden@adgnewsroom.com. So once again, thank you guys for listening and watching to this episode of Dropping the Hammer. Thank you for Alex Bowman for taking the time out of his very hectic pre-return schedule ahead of the Coke 600. So that's it for me. We'll be back here next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.